And to me, it's coming across as hypocritical, and that's why a lot of people have checked out of religion, is because people are not real. They're pushing ideals that they themselves can't live up to, and it shows, and they get pointed out, rightfully so, for their inadequacies. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to discuss the balancing of, can you be both red pill and religious at the same time? Now, this is a very complicated question, and because it's complicated, we're going to break it down in multiple different ways. We're going to start with identifying what it means to be, quote, red pill. What does that even mean? We're going to then jump into, you know, from what is red pill to what do we mean by religion? Do we mean Catholics? Do we mean Hindus? Do we mean Muslims? Who are we talking about? Who is included in this group? And then we're going to look into, how can you believe in something that you cannot comprehend, but also be rooted in reality to some extent? We're going to break this all down, and we're going to make it make sense. And then I'm going to leave it to you, because I'll share my perspective and my ideals. But at the end of the day, this is your show, and I want you to decide for yourself. Do you think I'm right? Do you think I'm wrong? And I think that this will be a very educational conversation. So without further ado, before I play the first clip, I want to invite everybody listening to the show to share their experience of, how did you get introduced to this type of content on the internet? Was I the first content creator? The likelihood is probably very low, but if that's true, I'm honored. Most people have seen, whether it's that there's the Black Manosphere, the White Manosphere, a lot of people like to divide different sectors of the side of the internet. And while I don't think it's really that important, because let's get one thing straight, and this will feed into a topic we'll discuss later on. A lot of the, quote, red pill, a lot of the red pillers you listen to are very heavy on the red pill rage. They're stuck in that section of grief. Anybody who studied the seven stages of grief knows that anger is one of the stages, and one of the early stages at that, of grief. Now, a lot of men, once they, Joker from Better Bachelor, shout out to him, he calls it the suppository. A lot of people, when we take our daily vitamins, we take them, you know, orally, but there's also the suppositories, one that are inserted through the other set of lips that you possess on your body. I'll let your imagination go where you want with that. But we all experience this in some way, and it's usually negative. And so when we are first exposed to this, we're usually very angry, or we're usually very upset, because we've been told the exact opposite for so long, whether it be by friends, family, mentors, church, general society, the entertainment industry, education system. All of this is fed into our beliefs. And so when we're told that it's a lie, we tend to react negatively. And that's okay. I'm not telling you not to go through this period. It's part of your adjustment to this new life, but you can't stay there forever, and a lot of people do. And so we're going to break this down. We have three videos in total today. I want to break the first one down. Let's see what this woman has to say about the red pill. Let's continue. Let's see what she has to say.
There are some out of men that, you know, they're in their masculine, and they understand that you're supposed to pursue a woman and court her and how to treat a woman. You know, they understand they're supposed to protect and provide. Mm-hmm. But then you have the other half where they're just trying to figure out life and figure out where they fit in at. So a lot of them beat on their chest like King Kong and say they're alpha when they're really just a beta. Then you got some of them that claim that I'm masculine when they're really feminine. Society and a lot of things that's on social media, especially red pill content, got messed up.
Now, you see, that's a very interesting point. I think she's half correct, and the reason I say half correct and not fully wrong or right is because she's framing it from the wrong perspective. Number one, she's saying that the men are out there to please the women. This is partially true. A lot of men, when we our first experience into, and the red pill is not just about, it comes from the Matrix. If you don't know where this term comes from, it comes from Neo in the Matrix, when he's presented with two pills, the blue one representing the fantasy, and then the red, which is representing reality. And so when we are exposed to the fantasy that we're fed, versus the reality. When we first see the reality, it's hard to go back to the fantasy, even if we like the fantasy, even if we think that the fantasy is great and we wish it was true. We end up becoming more purple versus blue or red. And so when she talks about this idea of men, masculine men providing and protecting women, she's half correct. Yes, masculine men do those things. But number one, we're avoiding a very important discussion, which is why should that man protect and provide for you? Because if you're a man, you're going to provide and protect people, whether it's spouses, children, it could even be animals, parents, grandparents. There are people in your life, if you're a man and you reach a certain age, you're going to have to provide and protect these people. If you don't, you're actually doing a disservice to the social order. You know, it's very interesting to me when people insult guys like you and guys like me who are not exactly fully plugged into this philosophy or this. People call it a movement. It's a philosophy. I don't like the idea of people calling it a movement and make it seem like we're like some political movement. No, we're not. But when we get down to the nitty-gritty details, we need to understand that people will twist this to try to benefit them. And that applies to pretty much everybody. But it's about seeing the harsh realities, even those you don't like. It's very easy to accept things you want to believe as true. It's very easy to say, I want this to be true, therefore I'm more likely to accept it. But when you do that, you are doing yourself a disservice. Because the truth is something that is very more often than not going to be something you don't like. It's going to be the one thing that you most want to be false is going to most likely be true. And so when we tie this into religion for 2 seconds, which we'll continue to do throughout this show, people tend to think of religion as you have to go to church and you have to believe X, Y, or Z. No, I don't subscribe to that. Do I think there are rules laid out in the Torah? Yes. Do I think there are certain things that define a religion and what their core beliefs are? I learned this in theology when I was in college. There were like first pillar, second pillar, and third pillar items. First pillar would be, if you don't believe in these things, we don't share the same faith. To me, there's a difference between faith and religion incorporated. Religion incorporated is what we saw for thousands of years with the Catholic Church, where they just profited off of people. They mixed the church, kind of church with the state to get tax money and revenue. And they were basically running it like a giant Ponzi scheme, with the Pope making off like a bandit, in my estimation. How else do you explain that almost every religion that's organized has the very top of the pyramid is insanely wealthy? This is how it works. This is religion incorporated. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, you have pure spirituality, which has no rules and mainly just relies on feelings. I don't like that either, because then what the hell is the point of just dealing with feelings? Feelings are fleeting, and it's like trying to chase a rabbit. You're never going to catch it. And how do you know if that rabbit runs in the bushes and then another one comes out that you're chasing the same rabbit? Does that make sense? I hope it does. Because this is what we're talking about when we talk about religion. I'm more talking about the idea of believing in a power that's higher than yourself. Something that is bigger than you, that is more powerful than you, and that will outlive you, and that plays some role in the cosmic universe. Now, I'm more inclined to believe in the God of the Old Testament. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. There are multiple different ways you can explore, but the search for God is extremely important, and I think it's part of the human condition, and that's why I don't think you're doing yourself a service by just saying, because I don't see God, it can't be real. Well, there are a lot of things that you don't see initially that turn out to be true. Speaking of which, we're going to go into, I think this guy's a pastor? I don't know what this guy is, but he looks like a guy who either goes to church, he's a pastor, he's something. But he's going to talk about unplugging from the, quote, the red pill and start growing spiritually. So me on this show and guys in this community will attest to this. We weave the two together because I think that both of them are pillars of the modern man and what will make you the most balanced as a human being. Giving yourself rules and regulations will help you keep out of areas that could damage you and that could lead you down rabbit holes. But now we have this type of content. I don't know what he's going to say. I can guess, but let's hear it. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt. I doubt we'll play almost all 6 minutes of this. I doubt I'll want to hear this for 6 minutes, but let's hear what he has to say
No
nonetheless.
longer you gotta listen to those red pill guys. Stop. Enough is enough. We get it. Female nature. Hypergamy. Thank you. We know now. Self-improvement. Get in the gym. Make sure you're reading. Make sure you stand on your purpose. Good. We're doing that. But what's after that? What's after that? It's the spiritual aspect. These people are not leading y'all and steering y'all to God. Because all it's doing is spewing up more hate, more rage, more anger. And all it's doing is making you hate women. Am I here to tell y'all that, oh, women are angels? Heck no. I know it's wicked out here. I see it every dang day. Every day. But what I am telling y'all is, do not let nobody put their trauma on y'all. Do not let nobody feed off of your hate.
Okay, I'm going to pause him right there. He makes a good point. I made this point earlier. A lot of men in this space are usually A, introduced, or B, start the content, and that includes me, very early on, with the rage aspect. The red pill rage is notorious in this space because all of us go through it, and it's very obvious and people could see it. This is an unavoidable fact. So he's right there. However, what I think he's wrong about is it's not spiritual. Of course it's spiritual. Your spirit is now adapting to a new world that you're now living in. Now, do some people stay in red pill rage forever? They stay in the rage, and they stay in the distaste and the anger and the hatred. Yes, they do. And I don't think that's healthy for you. But some men still do it. Versus if we go into the spiritual side, we understand, wait a minute, there is more to the story and what comes after. He's right on that aspect, 100% right. This is why I talk about biblical bachelorism, because this is the after the rage is over. Because now we gotta still live in the world. We gotta still talk to women who work in restaurants, to women in our everyday lives, and we can't come off as angry and hateful. Because then no one's gonna want to be around a guy like that. Nobody wants to be around a girl like that. Nobody wants to be around people like that. He's right on that aspect, but I also think he's trying to straw man it a little bit too much, which is a very dangerous precedent to set. So let's let him continue.
Because you're getting away from the very thing that you wanted as a child when you were an innocent, pure soul. You went through trauma. You went through things to get you away from that. And you lost sight of it. And they're not helping you get back to that. This is why you focus on God. You don't focus on a red pill. You don't focus on a red pill creator. You focus on God. Because what God is going to do with your free will is heal you.
See, a lot of people use God as a way to just, like, get out of jail free card. And I don't like that. I think what he's talking about, what I would say is the search for God is important. Yes. Can you listen to just what church tells you and go ahead with that? Sure. If that's what you want, go ahead. But he's touching on the very early stages. He's not talking about guys who have gotten past this rage stage and they've decided, you know what? I'm not mad. I've accepted it. I'm moving on. I've decided, hey, I'm not clinging to hope anymore. I'm going to decide, hey, I can do this. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to always enjoy it, but I'm going to live in this new world that I've been exposed to, and I'm not going to be angry. I'm going to accept it. I'm just going to live my life and do my thing. And a lot of men, they get to that point, but it takes time. It takes time and it takes maturity. Not to say that you are immature if you are angry. It just means you're going through a grieving stage, and we've all done it. My camera cut out. Let's get back to this video and see what else he has to say.
Right? He's going to give you God-given wisdom. Wisdom that I can't give y'all. Red pill guys can't give y'all. Things that you're going to learn about yourself. Yeah, I allow God to speak through me, but I am not God himself. I'm not. So you got to focus on that relationship with God. So you know where you need to be, when you need to be. You know? Like I say, bro, do not let these people program y'all.
What? And now I'm confused. What is he talking about? In other words, whatever, let's continue. Maybe it'll make sense in a minute. This is a long video.
Is this person speaking from a place of hate? Is this person speaking from a place of resentment, trauma? Or is this person speaking from a place of love?
Okay, now we have a problem, okay? See, gentlemen, the idea of love is so weaponized in society today. And this is part of the reason why the church has gotten to where it's gotten and why a lot of men have left. I hope this guy mentions this. I doubt he will because he seems like he's a little more on the Gumpy side. But here's the problem. When people see love, love has been weaponized, especially in the church, but in society as a whole, love has gone from any different... The English language is limited in the use of love. When you look at the Hebrew and the Greek, there are multiple different words for love. And so when he talks about, are they coming from a place of love or hate? The line is very thin between those two. Let's start with that. Number two, the hyper-focus on love has led to the infiltration of the church with communist rhetoric, like the gender theory and love is love, you know, putting the rainbow flag up in the church. That's what that's led to. So we need to be really, really careful when we bring up this idea of, are we coming from a place of love? God is love, yes. God is also wrath. God is a lot of things. But people like to put forward the notion that God is love above everything else. I don't personally subscribe to that. Now, if you do, cool. I don't. I relate more to the God of the Old Testament, the wrath, fire, and brimstone, constructive type love. The love is there, but it's not everything. When people use the Beatles version of All You Need Is Love and they put it in the church, that leads to what we have now with the United Methodist Church letting people who are of the rainbow, the Alphabet Mafia or the Rainbow Riders or the community, the rainbow community, are now teaching and pastoring flocks now. So when you let love go too far and you end up living in a Beatles song of All You Need Is Love in your church and in your relationship with God, you get to the extreme, okay? And this is part of the reason why the men have ended up in the so-called red pill as well, is they chased love and love led them here. So we need to be careful. I like the idea of reason. Do you, gentlemen, do you like the idea of reason and logic over feelings and love? Because there's a balance that must be struck. And when people are too heavy in another direction, you can come across as hateful. So this is the problem. This guy is kind of giving you the Abba Dabba Dabba treatment, and I'm not liking it really right now.
God is love.
No, God is a lot of things, sir. Be careful with that.
When you start to work on yourself spiritually, you no longer have to lean on your own understanding or another fool or understanding that's steering you in the wrong direction. You wake up, you become more conscious. You get this thing called discernment, spiritual discernment. You can see clear as day. So you don't have to guess if a woman is playing games. Oh, I don't know if she's playing or not. Your spirit gonna let you know. God.
Oh, no. Now we're getting into the feelings conversation. See, gentlemen, I don't subscribe to this. This, to me, this is what's led to men being more feminized, and I don't like it. I personally don't like it. And this is why a lot of men end up in the rage. We have the ragers, and then we have the feelers. And we need to find a comfy balance in between. And to me, that's what the biblical bachelor lifestyle is supposed to be. Is this nice in-between of understanding that there are spiritual forces at play. But at the same time, we're not unrealistic with our expectations. We're not crazy trying to convert everybody. We're just going our own way, doing our thing. We don't impose on people. We're not trying to tell everybody to feel our rage and understand our plight. No one wants to do that. Nobody wants to do it. Most people who are in the normal society, they think we're crazy. A lot of us. It's like the born-again Christian types who go to church for a week and then they come out and they're trying to convert everybody. We need to avoid that type of dynamic in the red pill space too, because we end up doing that a lot. I'm even guilty of that myself. And when we try to get into this balance of balancing religion and the red pill, we need to understand that it's stemming from a place of truth. And seeing the world for what it is, not what we want it to be, not what we wish it was, not what we hope it will become, or anything. No, we take it for what it is, and we adapt. That's the way it works. That is the way it's supposed to work, and that is how men, in my opinion, should operate. But again, this is up to you, and we're not even halfway through. This guy's going in circles. Am I alone? Anybody else think this is kind of going in circles here? Because that's kind of what it seems like to me. Let's continue. Let's see how much more I can stomach of this before we move on.
I'm going to tell you. Your eyes, you're going to see. You're going to see in the first 5, 10 seconds of talking to people. This is why you got to focus on God. You got to desexualize your brain. You got to cut the addictions. Focus on God. Get off the websites. Get off the internet. Go outside. Touch some grass. Sit with yourself and be with yourself and ask yourself, why am I the way that I am? Why do I do this? Where did this start? Why am I still hurt?
See, I like where he's going now, but here's the problem. You need to root it in realism, because now he's taking it too much to a spiritual place. See, we're not just spiritual beings. In my opinion, one man's opinion, there is the spirit, and then there is the monkey body. There is your physical form, and then there is your astral form, or your spirit, soul, whatever you want to call it. And that is what makes humans different. But now we're going from one extreme to the other. Now we're going we're almost denying the body, and we're going into too much in the spiritual direction, which is going to cause you to overthink your overthinking, and you're going to drive yourself crazy. This is a danger on the other side of the spectrum, and I really am concerned now, because he's saying that you don't want hatred, all you need is love, but then he doesn't actually say what love is. What is love? There are songs about this, books about this, philosophies dedicated to it, and yet nobody seems to define it. I get it, he's talking about self-love. That's important and that's necessary. But use practical steps. You knock self-improvement in the red pill space, but here you are giving self-improvement. Like, this is what the cognitive dissonance is completely blowing me away right now. He knocks guys like Steph is Cold, shout out to him. He knocks guys like CGA. He knocks guys like Joker. And then here he is doing almost the exact same stuff that he's blaming them for doing, except in reverse. And to me, it's coming across as hypocritical, and that's why a lot of people have checked out of religion, is because people are not real. They're pushing ideals that they themselves can't live up to, and it shows, and they get pointed out, rightfully so, for their inadequacies.
And once you start to ask yourself these questions and put in the work to heal these very things, you'll begin to peel back layer and layer and layer. But we're not strong enough to do it by ourselves. You need God. You need Jesus Christ. You need him. I'm one of them people that I was one of the people that used to be like, man, I don't know about this God stuff, man. I could do it on my own.
See, this is what's getting me. This is what's getting me, gentlemen. Correct me if I'm wrong in the comment section. Correct me if I'm wrong. This guy is coming at it from the opposite side of the spectrum. You know that analogy I just gave of the born-again Christian who's on fire for the church and on fire for God, and they let everybody in their contact list and they phone know that? This is what this guy is doing. He's saying that us guys who are, you know, red pill, whatever, he's saying that we do that, but now he's doing the exact same thing in reverse. He's just gave it away. He just said he used to care about this God stuff. He didn't used to, you know, give two hoots about it. Now he does. Now he's on fire for it. It's the same thing as the red pill. You were living in a fantasy. You didn't know any better. Suddenly, reality gives you a nice pimp slap in the face. And now you're like, everybody got to know the truth. I want to share the truth with everybody. And they're like, whoa, no, man, you crazy. I don't want to listen to it. He's doing the same thing. And I'm not trying to bash on him. I think he's trying to make a good point. But here's the issue. Guys like this they're falling into the same category in reverse that they're blaming a lot of content creators like myself and other guys on the internet for doing, and it shows. Before you know it, they end up like this guy in this last clip we're going to show. They'll end up like this guy. Listen to this.
Hey, Jim, so what is the Red Pill community?
They're groups of men that have basically attributed much of their problems to the women's movement. It's a group of men who are anti-feminist, who really have developed a belief system that women are actually in control of the society and that women hold privilege. And they attribute much of their problems to women. There's a link between the incel movement and the red pill movement. It's based on misogyny, really entitlement. It's unfortunately really something that is also linked in lots of different ways to online violence. Some of their platforms on Reddit, for instance, have been banned because it's leading to violence. So basically, the red pill movement is groups of men that are projecting their problems onto women as the cause of all of them.
Oh, hell no!
This is a so-called psychologist? Oh my goodness, what a disgrace. And then, of course, you got all the women in the comment section calling, saying that he's right, that the red pill guys are scary, and blah, blah, blah. Hey, you know, there's a saying, one of my favorite sayings from the old New Testament is when Jesus is on the cross and he says, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Gentlemen, we got to have that same mentality. Don't get mad at guys like this. Don't get mad at them. Why? Because that's what they want you to do. They want you to get mad. They want you to be like, "What? You don't know what you're talking about?" And rightfully so. But then they're going to come across as angry, and he's going to say, "Look, see, they're in my comment section. They're the problem." See, gentlemen, this is the average schmuck in the world, is that guy right there. He is the voice of tons of men who they don't know any better, and they don't know what they don't know, and there's no saving them. You can't save them. They don't want to be saved. Don't save them. You thought it only applied to the hoes? No, it don't. It applies to dudes too, who they don't want to see the light. They want to be out here simping. They want to be out here doing these things. Let them do these things. It makes the game better for us. And you can't help people. If they want to be helped, you can help them. If they don't want to be helped, then let them go. Let them go out there and put on they simp suit, and let them go out there and look ridiculous to guys who know what's going on, and for girls who are honest about what's going on. Gentlemen, but he also highlighted the idea of the red pill rage that we've been talking about today, and how we need to get out of this mindset. One of the guys in my comment section a little while ago got mad at me for mentioning Coach Greg Adams. I don't mention him because I, you know, think he's the best thing ever. I mention him because I think he's a lot of people steal his content in plain English. And when I've watched him for at least a couple years now, and I think he has a lot of right ideas. I don't always agree with the stuff he says, but I think he's right about a lot of things he says. And he did he's done multiple videos about red pill rage. And it's interesting to see a guy who's older. The reason I like to watch him is because he's almost 50. I'm half his age. He's 48, I'm 24. I'm half his age. But I've learned so much about life from an older guy, and to me, that's how one of the ways you get out of red pill rage is you learn. You're willing to learn and not just be emotional and angry. And so when we get in this idea of the truth and ideals, the religion and the kind of red pill type truth philosophy coming together, it's not impossible. We just need to be careful with agreeing with things that we like, just believing things blindly. I have never understood, even when I was a kid in Sunday school class, I grew up in the church. I'll remind people of that over and over. I grew up in the church. I'm not a Johnny come lately to theology. I grew up in the church. And so I remember people just accepting, they didn't understand things. And there are still parts of the Bible that I don't understand, and I'm always trying to understand it. And frankly, the search for God is part of the human condition, and so that's why when we talk about being a biblical bachelor, it's not just following a certain denomination or a certain pastor or a certain philosophy. It's about understanding that the search for God is the finding of God in and itself in a lot of ways, and we need to tie that in with the pursuit of truth, which is what the whole pursuit of our existence is as men, especially men in the space. We're pursuing the truth. We're trying to make sense of the world, and then by doing so, find our own place in it. That is our entire goal. At least that's mine. Maybe I'm projecting onto you, but that's what I've always thought of this community, this type of community being like. Now, understanding that we are searching for a purpose in a world that doesn't care about us, and we're not gonna lash out at the world because that doesn't do anyone any good. We're just going to find our niche. We're going to find our community. We're going to find like-minded people with like-minded hobbies. And then we're going to just live our lives. And hopefully at the end of it, we have less regrets and more things to be thankful for. Period. My friends, let me know. Do you think it's possible to be both religious and part of the red pill space? I think it is. But I would love to hear what you have to say. So please share with me and the other men in this space the comments below. If you disagree, I'm not going to get mad. I'll probably even like your comment, because I appreciate that you have the willingness to voice your opinion. Well, my friends, you take care of yourselves. Always think for yourself. Use logic over feelings. I look forward to seeing what you have to say. I'm out. Peace.